Beth and Mary James. Fiction. P.S. I Love You by Cecilia Hearn. As she sat in the crowded waiting room of her local health clinic, waiting for her number to be called, she wondered why on earth Jerry's number had been called so early in his life. She sat, sandwiched between the young couple and an elderly couple, the picture of what she and Jerry had once been, and a glimpse of the future that could have been. And it all just seemed unfair. She felt squashed between the shoulders of her past and her lost future, and she felt suffocated. She realised she shouldn't have had to be there. None of her friends had to be there. None of her family had to be there. In fact, the majority of the population of the world didn't have to be in the position she was in right now. It didn't seem fair. Because it just wasn't fair. After presenting the official proof of her husband's death to bank managers and insurance companies, as if the look on her face weren't enough proof, Holly returned home to her nest and locked herself away from the rest of the world, which contained hundreds of memories of the life she had once had, the life she had been very happy with. So why had she been given another chance? Another one, and a far worse one at that. That was 2 months ago, and she hadn't left the house until today. And what a welcome she had been given, she thought, smiling down at the envelopes. Jerry was back.